Starting Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Nosin al hanusa ve'al mefuta, ha'ones v'hamefate al hanesua chayav. Nosi Adam anusas aviv, umefutas aviv, anusas beno, umefutas beno. Rabbi Yehuda oseb anusas aviv, umefutas aviv. The Mishnah here is telling us that a person can marry an anusa or a mefuta. Anusa is a raped woman, a mefuta is a seduced woman. Both of these relations are happening outside the context of marriage. And so here, if a man has a woman who is his anusa or his mefuta, so he is allowed to still marry her relatives, and likewise his relatives. The reason is because in Vayikra Perachaf, the Torah says, V'ish asher yikach es isha v'es ima, that a person is not supposed to marry a woman and her mother. Here the Torah uses the word yikach, which is the language of actual Kedushin. So here we know that it's only all of these relatives, a woman and a daughter, a woman and her sister, a woman and her mother. All of these relationships are only usur when the woman is his wife, not when she's only his anusa or mefuta. But conversely speaking, one who is ma'anes or mefate, who rapes or seduces a woman who's related to his wife, then he's chayev. So the thing that creates an isser is marriage. But once that isser of marriage is created, so you could violate that isser, you could be over that isser, even through an act of ones or pitui. The Mishnah goes on to say that a person is allowed to marry his father's anusa, and similarly his father's mefuta. This seems to be in the same line as the first part of the Mishnah, that just being an anusa or mefuta does not create a relationship between those two people that creates an isser. And similarly, it says the anusa of his son or the mefuta of his son, so a person can still go and marry that woman. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he assers by the father, by an anusa of a person's father or a mefuta of a person's father. Over there, he assers. And the reason is that he darshans a pasuk over here. Rabbi Yehuda darshans the pasuk in Devarim Chaf Gimel, lo yikach ish es eshes aviv velo yigale knaf aviv. A person should not marry the wife of his father, and he should not uncover the knaf aviv, which really means the nakedness, or he shouldn't lie with a woman who is knaf aviv. What's knaf aviv? So here we have a machloket that the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, say that has to do with Yibum, but Rabbi Yehuda says that has to do with an anusa, and so therefore specifically by his father there's an isser by a woman who is an anusa or mefuta of the father, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whereas the Chachamim say this falls in the same category as all other anusas or mefutas, that they do not create an isser to relatives. Mishnah Bet. Hagiores shenisgayru baneha ima lo choltzin velo miyabmin. The Mishnah tells us that if a woman converts with her children, so the children do not have to do chalitza, and they do not have to do yibum. The reason is because if a woman converts, let's say this woman Ruth converts, and she has two children, Reuven and Shimon, so Reuven and Shimon also converted, so they're not considered brothers. Ager shenisgayer kekatan shenola dami. The halacha is, the Torah tells us that a convert who converts has a status of being newborn, that they don't have yichus, they don't have relations to other family members after the conversion. And therefore, these two men, Reuven and Shimon, who converted with their mother, are not brothers. And therefore, there's no chalitza, there's no yibum. Continues the Mishnah, Filu horasa shel rishon shelo b'kedusha v'leidaso b'kedusha, v'hasheni horaso v'leidaso b'kedusha, that even if the birth of the children, or let's take the first one, that the birth of the that the pregnancy of the first one happened, the child was created not in Kedusha, meaning the woman was non-Jewish at the time that she became pregnant, but at the time of the birth she had already converted and was Jewish. And the second son was, she became pregnant while she was Jewish, and she gave birth while she was Jewish. Even then, so we say that the boys are not going to be related through the father, since the first boy, the first son, was, she became pregnant with him when she wasn't Jewish and the father wasn't Jewish. So therefore, we don't see this child now as having any relation to that father in terms of halachic descent. And therefore, the boys do not have to do yibum, they don't have to do chalitza, they're not considered paternal brothers. Ends off the Mishnah, v'chein shivcha shenishtachroru b'nei ha'imah, similarly, a slave woman that her children become free with her, so also there's a gerus involved over there, there's a conversion involved, there's a change of her status, and we don't say that these children have a relation to the father from beforehand, and therefore they wouldn't have to do chalitza, and they wouldn't have to do yibum. That's the end of Mishnah Bet.